an Illinois state lawmaker's proposal may not receive much fanfare from professional sports team owners, especially in Chicago. Democratic State Representative Bob Morgan introduced a new bill Thursday that ties taxpayer financing for professional sports stadiums to a team's performance. The proposal mandates any team wanting public dollars toward renovations to an existing sports complex or wanting to build a new one would need to have winning seasons in 3 of the past 5 years. It comes as both the Chicago Bears and Chicago White Sox are pushing for public funding for a new stadium and ballpark. Morgan says the aim is to make sure taxpayer money is spent responsibly. In a statement, Morgan said, "No one wants to see taxpayer dollars wasted by billionaire team owners that are not investing in their team's competitiveness." The Bears are currently seeking $2.4 billion in taxpayer money toward a new domed stadium, while the White Sox are looking to construct a new ballpark with $1.1 billion in public financing. The Bears stadium is expected to cost $4.7 billion to build, while the White Sox ballpark complex, which includes a hotel, apartments, and other amenities, is estimated to cost $4 billion. Both teams have struggled over the last several years. The Bears' last winning season was in 2018. And last year, the White Sox had the dubious honor of setting Major League Baseball's all-time record for losses in a season with 121. Under Morgan's proposal, neither franchise would qualify for taxpayer financing, but the bill still needs to be reviewed before it can move forward.